Texte numéro 37. Government services to be online only. Britons will be forced to apply online for government services such as student loans, driving licenses, passports, and benefits under cost-cutting plans to be unveiled this week. Officials say getting rid of all paper applications could save billions of pounds. They insist that vulnerable groups will be able to fill in forms digitally at their local post offices. The plans are likely to infuriate millions of people. Around 27% of households still have no internet connection at home, and 6 million people aged over 65 have never used the web. A Liberal Democrat Treasury spokesman said, "We must cut costs and boost post offices as much as we possibly can, but many millions of people, not just pensioners, are not online and never will be. They must never be made to feel the state treats them as second-class citizens." Oakeshott argued that the ageing population meant that an increasing number would also find it difficult to get to post offices. Cabinet Office officials say the full savings will only be felt if everything is moved online. Leaving even a small percentage of print registrations would be prohibitively expensive, they say. The first service to go online only will be student loans, followed by applications to schools, such as school meals, personal applications, such as driving licenses, and benefits, such as job seekers' allowance. The changes would be phased in over a number of years. The Minister for the Cabinet Office, who will unveil the plans this week in response to a report by the government's digital advisor, said, "We want the UK to be at the forefront of the digital age, and that is why putting all services online has to be the aspiration. Online services are better for consumers and better for government, making services available in a convenient 24/7 format and reducing the costs of transactions. However, we will always provide support for those who need it, which is why assisted digital services are an integral part of our strategy." Most concerned about the moves will be older people, who often depend on government benefits but are the least likely to be online. Michelle Mitchell, the charity director of Age UK, said, "While we welcome the government's ambition for a digital revolution, this should not come at the cost of the millions of people, many older, who are not online." George Thompson, General Secretary of the National Federation of Sub-Postmasters, said he was glad the government wanted post offices to be the place that people without internet connections would go to access government services. But he added it could also be a threat to Britain's 12,000 post offices because they would see a big drop in the consumer services they could offer. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2010.